piece of furniture in your bedroom that might have drawers in it that you might fold clothes up and put into it.
A dresser drawer? Dresser drawer?
Uh-huh. A dresser drawer?
Mm-hmm. A dresser drawer is tall, you know, and it's more slim. Whereas a dresser drawer is long, mostly have a mirror on it.
I see. That's pretty interesting. What would you call something that that might stand upright, that you might hang, you could hang clothes in?
A closet, it could be a chiffreau. That's why a chiffreau is, whereas a closet would be, you know, built in your home.
Yeah.
The chiffreau is just a big, gigantic box to hang clothes in. Uh-huh. We had them when we were young. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, we had them.
Would a chiffreau have drawers in it?
No, a chiffreau could have a few drawers to the bottom, maybe. Mm-hmm. And a chiffreau had two doors on it. Mm-hmm. And one side could have, you know, drawers along it, and the other side could hang clothes in, but it all depends on what kind you have.
Yeah. Would it have a mirror on it?
Yes, on the outside, probably have a little mirror.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call the room where you sleep?
A bedroom.
What about everything, chairs and tables and sofas? What would you call all of that together?
Furniture.
What would you call something hanging over a window to keep the light out?
Venetian blind, or a shade.
What would you call something that you might be able to draw over a window?
A curtain, drapes, whatever.
Would there be a difference between curtains and drapes? Would one be bigger or?
Mostly of the time, drapes are heavier,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And when you can get us get, really all of them are curtains.
Yeah.
But drapes, they are heavier mostly, and regular curtains are more lighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would a wardrobe be?
All types of clothes. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have me one day. I have one, but it's very small, you know, it's not very large, but I'm gonna have one. Mm-hmm. All types of clothes, everything.
Yeah. You like to dress?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like dress.
Yeah. I do too. It's a lot of fun when I can afford it.
Right. You can't afford
really
it.
Really expensive.
Right. Very expensive.
What would you call a room at the top of a house that might be just under the roof?
A little attic.
Or what would a room be that you might cook in?
A kitchen.
What would you call a little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods and extra dishes and stuff like that?
Well, I don't really know. Because mostly we store our canned goods and everything, mostly be in our kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I wouldn't really know.
Yeah. Thing that you might be about to throw away?
Could be junk.
What about, would you have a room that, well, what would you call a room that you might keep a lot of junk and odds and ends and stuff in?
Well, you could keep it in a utility room if you have one, you know, that you didn't have a washer or dryer or whatever in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just could have a room. I wouldn't know any specific name, but you might just have a room that you keep all the junk and everything in, you know, things that you didn't want.
What would you be doing if you were cleaning the floor, sweeping the floor?
Rather, are you saying sweeping or what?
Just all that activity you might be engaged in.